Delaney says the comments do not represent the opinions of the conference. Gee told OSU's Athletics Council in December Notre Dame was not invited to join the Big Ten because its priests are not good partners, and he joked Catholics cannot be trusted.
I negotiated with them during my first term, and the fathers are holy on Sunday, and they're holy hell on the rest of the week. You just can't trust those damn Catholics on a Thursday or Friday.
He also spoke about conference expansion in the recording obtained by the Associated Press. He said Notre Dame, quote, wanted to have its cake and eat it too, end quote. He also questioned the academic integrity of schools in the Southeastern Conference and the University of Louisville. He said Big Ten presidents would never agree to admit Louisville or Kentucky. Gee has apologized in a statement to the Associated Press, saying his comments were, quote, just plain wrong, end quote. A University of Notre Dame spokesperson calls the remarks regrettable. Dennis Brown says Gee has apologized to Notre Dame President John Jenkins. OSU's Board of Trustees was notified of the comments in late January. It's not the first verbal gaffe by Gee. In 1992, Gee told a student newspaper that then-Ohio Governor George Voinovich was, quote, a damn dummy, end quote, in a clash over funding. That year, when the football Buckeyes tied rival Michigan, Gee said, quote, this tie is one of our greatest wins ever, end quote. In November 2010, Gee boasted that Ohio State's football team did not play a soft schedule, and he compared the then higher-ranked Texas Christian University schedule to the Little Sisters of the Poor. An apologetic Gee later sent a personal check to the real Little Sisters of the Poor in the Toledo area and visited the nuns months later. Last year at the Columbus Metropolitan Club, Gee compared the problem of coordinating the school's many colleges to the Polish Army.
When we had these 18 colleges all kind of floating around, they're kind of like PT boats. They were shooting each other. It was kind of like the Polish Army or something. I have no idea what it was. Oh, who did I embarrass now?
You did it again.
I'll be back. I'll be raising money for Poland now. Anyway,
he later apologized for those remarks. In March of 2011, when the football team's memorabilia for cash and tattoos scandal became public, Gee was asked if firing then-head coach Jim Tressel was considered.
Did the thought of dismissal ever cross your mind in this case?
No, are you kidding? Let me just be very clear. I'm just hopeful the coach just doesn't dismiss me.
Tressel was forced out a few months later.